A word for you from 1 John chapter 3, verse 3. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. I've called this short devotion Hope in Action, because last time we looked at Hebrews chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, the anchor of the soul, which is our hope, which goes right into the inner sanctuary where Jesus is. And it says there in Hebrews that this is a strong encouragement for God's children. Hope, it says in 1 Corinthians, in that famous chapter on love, chapter 13, at the end it says, now these three things abide, love, faith, and hope. Hope is not often mentioned, and it's often confused with the term, if you ask somebody, are you a Christian? Do you believe in the Lord? They answer, I hope so. Now that is not the hope that gives you the anchor of the soul. That is not the hope, the sure hope that is spoken of. And it won't make any difference to your life if you just hope so. But a true hope is a concrete assurance through Jesus Christ and what he's done and what he's personally done for you. Now here is the hope in action. Everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. There's always the practical outworking of faith. And the practical outworking of hope means that you are beginning to be what you ultimately will become. And that is the glorified one in heaven with the Lord Jesus in a glorified body. You're already working on it. God is working in you. There is faith in action. There is also the very conscious self-purification. Now, I know we say that only God can purify us, and that's true. We're not purified by our own works. Only the blood of Jesus can purify us. But the question is, are you making use of his blood? It doesn't help that we have water and soap, but you don't get into the bath or get into the shower and use the soap. But it says here, if you have a real hope, saving hope, then you will purify himself, and not according to some ideas that you have about what purification is and holiness is. It says, purifies himself as he is pure. Lo muntu ngoba unethemba uzozingcwelisa njengokuba engcwele yena.